Jayo Sodanandanam Jayo Braja Janaranjana Jayo Braja Janaranjana Jayo Yamuna Teravannachari Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Gopi Janna Vallabha Jayo Giri Varandhari Jayo Giri Varandhari Jayo Sodanandanam Jayo Braja Janaranjana Jayo Braja Janaranjana Jayo Yamuna Teravannachari Jai Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Bihari
Shri Radha Madhava Ki Jai Hare Krishna. So we are continuing our prayer Dashtamikatha. I would like to read one shloka from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita with the purport of Srila Prabhupada. Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jayo Dvaita Chandra Jayo Gora Bhakta Vrinda Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jayo Dvaita Chandra Jayo Gora Bhakta Vrinda Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jayo Dvaita Chandra Jayo Gora Bhakta Vrinda So we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 4, text 56. Radha Krishna Eka Atma, Dui Deha Dhari, Anyone Vilase Ras Asvadana Kore. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Radha and Krishna are one and the same, but they have assumed two bodies, Thus they enjoy each other, tasting the mellows of love. Purport. The two transcendentalists, Radha and Krishna, are puzzle for materialists. The above description of Radha and Krishna from the diary of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami is a condensed explanation. But one needs great spiritual insight to understand the mystery of these two personalities. One is enjoying in two. Shri Krishna is the potent factor and Srimati Radharani is the internal potency. According to Vedanta philosophy, there is no difference between the potent and the potency. They are identical. We cannot differentiate between one and the other any more than we can separate fire from heat. Everything in the absolute is inconceivable in relative existence. Therefore, in relative cognizance, it is very difficult to assimilate this truth of the oneness between the potent and the potency. The philosophy of inconceivable oneness and difference propounded by Lord Chaitanya is the only source of understanding for such intricacies of transcendence. In fact, Radharani is the internal potency of Sri Krishna, and she externally intensifies pleasure of Sri Krishna. Impersonalists cannot understand this without the help of Mahabhagava devotee. The very name Radha suggests that Srimati Radharani is eternally the topmost mistress of the comforts of Sri Krishna. As such, she is the medium transmitting the living entity's service to Sri Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan therefore seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors of Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally approaches the fallen conditioned souls of the Iron Age to deliver the highest principle of transcendental relationships with the Lord. The activities of Lord Chaitanya are primarily in the role of the pleasure-giving portion of His internal potency. The Absolute Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the omnipotent form of transcendental existence, knowledge and bliss in full. His external potency is exhibited first as sat or existence, or in other words, as the portion that expands the existence function of the Lord. When the same potency displays full knowledge, it is called chit or samvit, which expands the transcendental forms of the Lord. Finally, when the same potency plays as a pleasure-giving medium, it is known as hladini, or the transcendental blissful potency. Thus, the Lord manifests His internal potency in three transcendental divisions. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nvilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stabitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahayam Dadati Svapadantikam Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Pranayam Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishye Namaha Tapta Kanchana Ghorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhina Bandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadar Shivasari Ghora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Pancha Kalpataruvishya Kripa Sindhu Bevachya Pati Tanam Pavinebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So here we hear that Radha Krishna are one and the same. They are one in two. And Srila Prabhupada, he comments their puzzle to materialists. Puzzle means it's something that you cannot really figure out what it is. So general people, they don't really know who Radha and Krishna are. In the West, most of the people, they hardly heard for Radha and Krishna. But in India, many know about the Radha and Krishna, but not from the proper source. They think of Radha and Krishna as some kind of Indian Romeo and Juliet, romantic couple who loved each other very much, and then they were separated. So some sort of Bollywood, Tollywood melodrama. So this is the general populace in India conception of Radha and Krishna. Of course, they never read Shastra, they never read Bhagavatam, where it says, Jamanyasa yaton vadi tarater shatesh adibhyaha swarat. That absolute truth, the Krishna is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes of creation, sustenance and destruction of manifested universes. He is directly, indirectly conscious of all manifestation as he is completely independent because there is no other cause of him. They don't know that he is Parameshwara, that he is a supreme controller and Sarva Karana Karana, the cause of all causes. So although God is one, he expands into many through his various energies, like heat and fire, sun and sunshine. They're simultaneously one and different. So the Lord's energies, we know about three types of energies of the Lord. External energy, Mahamaya, marginal energy, Tatashta Shakti, the Jivas, and internal energy, Swarup Shakti of the Lord. External energy is embodied or manifested as Durga Devi. Usually she is depicted riding on a tiger with a Trishanku, with a trident, which represents threefold miseries of material life, which the living entities in material world are subjected. So this Durga also means a fortress, something that is very difficult to overcome. So what is the success in life? Once Srila Prabhupada in Bombay in the 70s, he gave a class in family house of Birla family. The Birlas, they are the most one of the most the richest family in India. And Giridhara Swami, he was arranging for this class. So he prepared a list of different topics, around 20 topics, and he gave it to Miss Birla Kumari to choose one of these topics for Prabhupada to speak about. She looked at the list and immediately she picked one topic. What was the topic? How to become successful in life. That was her choice. Although they are already so successful, Birlas, the richest people in India, still they wanted to hear how to become more successful. And of course, Srila Prabhupada spoke how to become successful. And the essence of that talk was that success means to transfer oneself from the control of external energy to the control of internal energy of the Lord. This is the real success of life. The real success is not to become a millionaire or billionaire, but to come under the control of Lord Swarup Shakti or internal potency. Those who can achieve this, they are called Mahatmas. On another occasion, one Indian gentleman, he asked Prabhupada, we have so many Mahatmas in India, you know, Mahatma Gandhi, Vivekananda, Ramakrishna, this one, that one, but still, there are so many problems in India. There is a poverty, there is a fighting, quarrels, economic trouble, social trouble. Why is that? In spite of so many Mahatmas in India, why do we have so many troubles? And Prabhupada answered, this is because you don't know who the real Mahatma is. You don't know who the Mahatma is. So who is the Mahatma? Lord Krishna answers in the Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanas tumam partha davim prakriti mashritaha vajantananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. O Partha, Mahatmas are those who take the shelter of my divine nature, Daivim Prakriti Ashrita. They are under protection of this divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible, Buddhadim Avyayam. So Daivi Prakriti, those who come under the control of Daivi Prakriti or Lord's internal potency, they are called Mahatmas. And this Daivi Prakriti, she is represented or embodied as Srimati Radharani. I remember some years ago here in Mayapur, one devotee, he published a book, and together with that book he published one pamphlet with the title Radharani in Bhagavad Gita. Everybody first was laughing. Wow, where is the Radharani Bhagavad Gita? It's hilarious what he was speaking about. But then he pulled out all the quotes of Srila Prabhupada where he mentions Daivi Prakriti and said, this is the Radharani in Bhagavad Gita. Daivi Prakriti, that's Radharani. Anyways, internal energy of the Lord or Swarup Shakti has three aspects, three phases. First one is called Sandini. This is the potency of Lord's eternal existence. So this is the transcendental potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by which He maintained His existence. And that potency also manifests Krishna's transcendental form. Second aspect of Krishna's internal potency is called Samvit. This is potency of cognizance or knowledge. This is the potency by which He knows Himself and He causes others to know Him. And third and the most essential aspect of Swarup Shakti of the Lord is called Haladini, the pleasure potency. This is transcendental potency by which He possesses transcendental bliss and causes His devotees to experience the same bliss. So thus we can conclude that Srimati Radharani, she's not just some girl with Krishna. In 1970s, Jadvita Maharaj, he published one article in Back to Godhead magazine with the title, Who is this girl next to Krishna? Because this was a common question people in the West used to ask when they would see Krishna picture. They would see some girl and they would ask, who is this girl next to Krishna? So it's not just some girl. It's a Haladini Shakti, embodied pleasure potency of the Lord. Krishna Das Kaviraj says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radhika Hayena Krishnera Pranaya Vikar. Srimati Radhika is a transformation of Krishna's love. Swarup Shakti Haladini Nama Yanghar. She is His internal energy called Haladini. So Haladini has two functions. First function is she gives Krishna pleasure, and second function, she nourishes His devotees. Nourishes the devotees. So that means that without Haladini Shakti, our devotional life would end as our material life would end without taking food and water. She's the one who is nourishing our spiritual life. And then the essence of this Haladini potency of Lord, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, is love of God or prema. And this prema develops in different stages. It develops as sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava, and mahabhava. So the essence of Haladini potency is prema. The essence of prema is called bhava. And the ultimate development of bhava is called mahabhava. So Shirada is the embodiment of that mahabhava, the love in its highest form. So she is the source and repository of all good qualities. And she is the crest jewel amongst all consorts of Sri Krishna. Her mind, senses and body are deeply steeped in love for Krishna. So no one should consider Srimati Radharani to be material. She doesn't have anything material. Her body, mind and senses are fully spiritual and fully shining love for Krishna. So as the Krishna is cause of all incarnations, Sri Radha is the cause of all these consorts of the Lord. She expands to increase Krishna's pleasure. So she expands as Lakshmis in Vaikuntha, goddess of fortune. The disciplinary portions are called Vaibhava Vilas expansions with Radharani. Then we have Queens in Dwaraka. This is Vaibhava Prakash expansions. And third type of Radharani's expansions are Rajagopis. Millions of them headed by Chandravali, Padma, Shaibya, Lalita Vishaka and others. So all these concerts that come from Srimati Radharani, they are instruments in expanding rasa. So they increase Krishna's pleasure. So Radha, she is not just some ordinary girl. She is praised even by the great demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Lord Shiva, he praises her in his Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj. He says, Makeshwari, Kriyeshwari, Swadeshwari, Sureshwari. Makeshwari, O queen of the Vedic sacrifices. Kriyeshwari, O queen of pious activities. Swadeshwari, O queen of material world. Sureshwari, O queen of all the demigods. Triveda, Bharatishwari, O queen of Vedic scholarship. Pramana Shashaneshwari, O queen of knowledge. Rameshwari, O queen of goddesses of fortune. Kshameshwari, O queen of patience. Pramoda Kananeshwari, O queen of Vrindavan, the forest of happiness. Vrajeshwari, Vrajadipe, Shiradike Namostute. O queen of Raja, O empress of Raja, O Shiradika, offer my respectful obeisances to you. So this is Lord Shiva glorifying Srimati Radharani, who is the greatest of demigods. What to speak then about us, who are just small souls. Srila Prabhupada Sarasvati, great Acharya, an associate of Lord Chaitanya, he wrote one wonderful prayer called Radha Rasa Sudanidhi. This prayer is inscribed on the walls of Seva Kunj in Vrindavan. So one shloka of this prayer, he says, glorifying Srimati Radharani, Lavanya Sara, Rasa Sara, Sukhaika Sara, Karunya Sara, Madura Chabi, Rupa Sare, Vaidagdya Sara, Ratikeli, Vilasa Sare, Radha Bide Mama Manokila, Sara, Sare. So what is Sara? Sara is the most enjoyable part of a substance. Or in simple language, it is the essence. The essence of something is called Sara. So Srila Prabhupada Sarasvati, he addresses Sri Radha here as Lavanya Sara. Lavanya means luster, bodily luster. But Srila Prabhupada in the first canto translates Lavanya also as the loveliness. So Krishna is also Lavanya Sara. So in that passage where Krishna is in the arena, Kamsa's arena, ready to fight wrestlers, big wrestlers, the ladies of Dwaraka, they praise him with the following words. What austerities must the gopis have performed? With their eyes, they always drink the nectar of Lord Krishna's form, which is the essence of loveliness. This is Lavanya Sara. And is not to be equaled or surpassed. That loveliness is the only abode of beauty, fame, and opulence. It is self-perfect, ever fresh, and extremely rare. So Krishna's loveliness is Lavanya Sara Asamurdva Ananya Siddham. It is not equal or surpassed by anybody's as loveliness. And it's Ananya Siddham, it's self-manifested, it's self-perfect. There is no other cause of his loveliness in anything else. But here we find that even Krishna's loveliness has its essence in Radha's loveliness, in Radha's Lavanya Sara. For him, her loveliness or her luster is the essence of all Lavanya, of all luster. And then Prabhupada Sarasvati says further, she is Rasa Sara. She is the essence of all rasa. Sukhaika Sara. She is the essence of all happiness and all bliss. Karunya Sara, the essence of all compassion. Madhura Chabi, Rupa Sara. She is the essence of all sweet and beautiful forms, Rupa. Vaidagya Sara, she is the essence of all cleverness. Ratikeli Vilasa Sara, she is the essence of all playful, amorous pastimes. Radha Vide Mama Manokila Sara Sara. Let my mind become completely absorbed in this Sri Radha, who is Sara Sara, who is the essence of all essential things. She is Sara Sara, the essence of all essential things. So one particular essence or Sara here draws my attention. It's Karunya Sara. She is the essence of compassion. So what is compassion? What is the definition of compassion? Śrīpada Ramanujacārya, in his commentary on Vedanta Sutra, he defines compassion in the following way. Another word for compassion is also daya, besides karunya. So he says, daya hi nama svarta nirapeksha para dukkha sahishnuta. Compassion means that one gives up all selfishness, svarta nirapeksha, and para dukkha sahishnuta, one cannot tolerate the sufferings of others. So if you can give up all selfishness and you are not able to bear suffering of others, then you can be called compassionate person. Towards whom these feelings of compassion are possible? Can I be compassionate towards this table? It's a dead matter, innate matter. So one cannot be compassionate towards dead matter. Compassion can only be exhibited to other sentient living beings. So in the material world, we have unlimited conditioned souls who are all very much suffering threefold miseries of material life. And Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, feels very much with their suffering. He feels compassion toward the suffering of the conditioned souls. So in Krishna we find this karunya, this compassionate nature. And that compassionate nature of Sri Krishna is actually Srimati Radharani. His compassionate nature is embodied in the form of Srimati Radharani. Krishna's heart melts with the compassion and it's filled with desire to benefit the conditioned souls. So in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Prabhupada, an actor of devotions, give two particular examples of Krishna's compassionate nature. First example is in passing away from this world of grandfather Bhishma. As we remember, after the battle of Kurukshetra, although the battle was finished, grandfather Bhishmadev, he was still lying on the bed of arrows, waiting for the sun to cross from the southern part to the northern part. So it took quite some time for that. So just before the sun crossed to the northern part, Maharaj Yudhishthira, who was very much aggrieved by killing so many millions of people in the battle and couldn't be consoled by great sages like Vyasadeva and even couldn't be consoled by Krishna, he needed some shiksha, some instructions that would pacify him. So Lord Krishna, he suggested that they all go to Kurukshetra and meet grandfather Bhishma, and there Maharaj Yudhishthira could hear instructions from his grandfather. So all Pandavas, they prepared, they dressed, mounted their chariots and came to the Kurukshetra, to the place where grandfather Bhishmadev was lying. And not only Pandavas and Lord Krishna came there, But all great sages like Vyasadeva, Asita, Devala, Vyas, they all came and gathered there around grandfather Bhishma Dev. And Bhishma Dev, although he was in very uncomfortable and painful position, he greeted them and received them as proper by offering suitable words and prayers to their guests. And when all Pandavas, they saw Lord Bhishma Dev in that state, they all felt very sorry and tears started flowing from their eyes. But not only Pandavas felt compassionate, but Krishna also, he felt so much compassion by seeing his pure devotee Bhishma lying there. So tears also started rolling from Krishna's eyes, and his compassionate nature became visible to everybody. And as we know, he gave the darshan at the last moment of Bhishma Dev's life to him, and it was really great departure from this world that he still remember till today. Another example of Krishna's compassionate nature is given in by Rupa Goswami. It's Krishna's deliverance of kings that were imprisoned by Jarasandha. Jarasandha, he imprisoned thousands of kings of different provinces, and he kept them as the big insect keeps smaller insects closed in a cells. So when the messenger came to Maharaj Yudhishthira assembly from these kings and pleaded for help, Lord Krishna was there and he advised Maharaj Yudhishthira, feeling compassionate towards these kings, that they should organize rescuing of these kings and kill Jarasandha. So it was decided, and Arjuna, Bhimasen, and Lord Krishna, they went and met Jarasandha. They challenged him for fight, and eventually Bhimasen killed Jarasandha. After he was killed, all these kings, they were released from the imprisonment, and at that moment they looked very undernourished and dirty and with the dark faces because they spent so much time in imprisonment. But when they saw Krishna, it was like they saw a bright morning sun. All their unhappiness completely disappeared. So they offered their obeisances to the Lord and prayed to him in chosen words. And Lord, he manifested at the time his compassionate nature by showering his merciful glance unto them and instructed them in the way that they never become again the victims of material energy. So Sri Radha is Krishna's compassionate nature. Sometimes she is manifested as Sri Radha, sometimes she is within Krishna's personality. In Padma Puran, Vrindavan Mahatmya, there is one story that illustrates Srimati Radharani's compassion. Those who have been to Govardhan Parikrama, they know that at the end of this parikrama, just before the entrance of Radha Kund village, after the golden Mahaprabhu's temple, which looks like a Puri temple, there is one called Kunda. That Kunda is called Shivakari. So in ancient times, as recorded in Padma Purana, there was one female she-jackal who was drinking water at that Kunda. And some local children, some Brijbasi children, they came there and started beating the jackal with the sticks. And she hid in the nearby foxhole. But then the children, they gathered some wood and they set up the fire around the hole. And she could not come out, and she was suffering very much from the heat and was crying very loudly. So her cries, by her good fortune, were heard by Sri Radha and her sakis who happened to pass by, to walk close by. And Sri Radha, she was very much surprised. Who is this that is suffering so much in my Radha Kund? No living entity should suffer here. Please go and deliver that soul and bring it to me. So Lalita Sakhi, she went there, chased away the children and delivered the jackal. And then she brought the jackal in front of Sri Radha. And then this she jackal, very pitifully crying, fell in front of Radha's lotus feet and offered obeisances. Sri Radha stroked her very gently and blessed her to attain her association in the spiritual body that she bestowed upon the she jackal. So this is the example that illustrates her the most compassionate nature toward the suffering of the conditioned souls. So sometimes Radha Krishna, they're separated, but sometimes they manifest as one. So they manifest Lord Chaitanya in one body. So Krishna's coverage, Goswami, he writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrikritir Hladini Shaktir Asmad. So Radha, she is Krishna's Pranaya Vikritir. She is transformation or manifestation of His love. In other words, she is love personified. And she is known as Hladini Shakti. Ekat Manav Api Bhuvipura Deha Vedam Gatoto. So although these two, Radha and Krishna, they are one soul, Eka Atma, since time immemorial, they are manifested in two different bodies. Chaitanya akyam prakatam aduna tadvayam chaikyam aptam. But now, these two transcendental personalities again became united in one body as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Bhava Dyoti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. I offer my obeisances to him who has assumed Radha Bhava, the sentiment of Sri Radha, and her duty, her bodily effulgence. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he manifested this, the most merciful nature of Srimati Radharani in so many ways. He was the one actually who chased the conditioned fallen souls to deliver them from the material existence. On his tour of South India, we find so many examples that he delivered thousands and thousands just by glancing upon them, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or embracing them. And not only he delivered himself, but he also empowered his devotees to deliver the conditioned souls. So his compassionate nature, or Radha's compassionate nature, was manifested not only through him, but was also manifested to the bodies of his devotees. One such devotee was Vasudev Datta. On one occasion, this Vasudev Datta, he approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a petition. He said, "My dear Lord, you incarnate just to deliver all conditioned souls. I have one petition which I wish you would accept." He said, "My Lord, my heart breaks to see the sufferings of all conditioned souls. Therefore, I request you to transfer the karma of their sinful lives upon my head. Oh my Lord, let me suffer perpetually in hellish condition, accepting all the sinful reactions of all living entities. Please finish their diseased material life." Indeed, this is a very amazing statement. "Let me suffer perpetually in hellish condition." He wished to go to hell in order to deliver all conditioned souls. He didn't care for his own salvation or comfort. So when Lord Chaitanya heard this statement of Vasudevdatta, his heart melted, completely melted, and tears started flowing from his eyes. He began to tremble, and in faltering words, he addressed the Vasudevdatta. He said, "Oh Vasudevdatta, this statement is not at all amazing, because you are the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. But why? Krishna will certainly deliver all conditioned souls because you desire so. But Krishna doesn't need to make you suffer for their sinful reactions. You don't need to go to hell. Krishna will deliver them anyway because of your honest desire." In the commentary to this shloka in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments, and Srila Prabhupada, he also quotes that comment in his purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, "Srila Vasudevdas Thakur, he is universal love itself. Only universal love can feel such compassion." And Srimati Radharani, she is the universal love herself. So Vasudevdas Thakur is universal love itself, for he was willing to sacrifice everything and fully engage in the service of the Supreme Lord. He was the most exalted personality to ever show the mercy of conditioned souls. This is not an exaggeration of his transcendental qualities. It is perfectly true. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur comments in commentary on that shloka that in the West, Christians, the followers of Jesus Christ, they accept the Jesus Christ as their Lord who saved them from sinful reactions because he accepted all their sinful reactions. But then Saraswati Thakur says, although he was certainly very great, still, comparatively speaking, Vasudevdatta and Haridas Thakur also are millions times greater because they were ready to accept the sinful reactions of the whole universe, while the Lord Jesus Christ, he saved only those who took shelter of him. But Vasudevdatta, he wanted to save everybody in the universe without any distinction. So this is one unique example how Lord's compassionate nature that is embodied in Srimati Radharani is manifested in the body of a devotee, of a pure devotee. Our own Srila Prabhupada is another such example. Srila Prabhupada's father, Gaur Mohan De, who was also a pure devotee of Krishna, he desired very best for his son. So every day he would host many sadhus for prasadam. He would invite them for the lunch, and after prasadam he would pray to them. He would ask them, "Please bless my son that he can become a great devotee of Srimati Radharani." This was his request from all these sadhus. He wanted his son to become a great devotee of Srimati Radharani. And indeed, the sadhus blessed him, and his son became one of the greatest devotees of Srimati Radharani. On the Jaladotaship, Srila Prabhupada, he wrote one very beautiful prayer to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. In the first verse of that prayer, which is also a refrain of that prayer, he says, "Krishna Thava Punya Habe Bhai E Punya Koribe Jabe Radharani Kushi Habe Dhruva Ati Boli Toma Thai." He says, "I emphatically say to you, O brothers, you will obtain your good fortune from the Supreme Lord Krishna only when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased with you. Only when she becomes pleased from you, then Lord Krishna will bestow your mercy upon you." So just imagine Srila Prabhupada's position. He was almost 70 years old. He suffered the heart attack, and now she was entering the Boston Harbor. And he was supposed to start a mission that will deliver the conditioned souls. How can he do it alone? No money, only 40 rupees in his pockets. No friends in America, almost no contacts. So he really needed a divine force to descend from above to help him in this mission. So that's why he emphatically implored Lord Krishna, please come and help me. You will be only helpful if Radharani is pleased. Therefore, please help me do her service, her work. So the saving of the conditioned souls is actually the mission of Srimati Radharani. It's her work, it's her seva. So as the longest journey begins with the first step, and certainly any and all progress in Krishna consciousness begins by first approaching Srimati Radharani. So just as all planets revolve around the pole star, Dhruva Loka, so similarly divine service or devotional service revolves around Srimati Radharani. So the point is, we cannot take shelter of Krishna directly. We have to approach his internal energy, which is embodied as Srimati Radharani. So Srila Prabhupada, he writes in one place, Radharani is Hari Priya, very dear to Krishna. So if we approach Krishna to the mercy of Radharani, then it becomes very easy. If Radharani recommends that this devotee is very nice, then Krishna immediately accepts, however foolish I may be. Because Radharani recommends it, Krishna accepts. Therefore, in Vrindavan, you'll find all the devotees chanting Radharani's name more than Krishna's. Wherever you go, you'll find the devotees addressing one another, Jai Radhe, they're glorifying Radharani. They're more interested in worshipping her. This is because, however fallen I may be, if somehow or other I can please Radharani, then it is very easy for me to understand Krishna. So how can we take shelter of Radharani? How can we please her and in this way please Krishna? First and the most essential way is to practice devotional service. And the most essential part of devotional service is chanting Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Many years ago I had one dream that I still remember till this day. In that dream I was chanting my japa, and then at one moment one young beautifully dressed girl came and chastised me very heavily. She told me, why don't you pay attention to Hare? Why are you paying only attention to Krishna and Rama? Don't you know who Hare is? Don't you know that Hare is Radharani? So why are you neglecting her? That was her chastisement. So we should not neglect the mother. How does it look like if we pay all respects to father and neglect the mother? We are all very much affectionate to our mothers, because our mother, she brought us up, she fed us with her breast milk, and did so many menial services to us, and naturally we have so much affection for her. But we had so many mothers in so many lifetimes, but we also have our eternal divine mother, which is Srimati Radharani, and thus we should not neglect her. So besides of chanting Maha Mantra, we can please her by taking part in her seva, by taking part in the work of saving the conditioned souls, by becoming instruments of her compassion. We might not be the greatest preacher, but whatever little we can do, it will be very much welcomed and she'll become pleased. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to say, we worship Krishna only because he's related to Radharani. The other Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they might worship Radharani in order to get the mercy of Krishna, but actually we worship Krishna to get the mercy of Radharani, because we are Rupanugas, we are the followers of Rupa Goswami, and the Radharani, Srimati Radharani, is our worshipable deity. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote, "I don't want to see the face of the one who worships Krishna but ignores or neglects Radharani." Okay, I will stop here. If you have any comments or questions, we can. Yes, Raviraj Prabhu, is there any mic?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for wonderful glorification of Radharani.
Thank you.
I remember one verse by Raghunath Das Goswami where he is evoking the compassion of Radharani. He gives a very nice analogy. He says that, O Gandharvike, he's crying like, He says that just like a merciful person does not reject even a wicked person who has surrendered unto him, in the same way, please do not reject this person. He's talking about himself. And in the verse previous to that, he says that this mercy is that please bathe me in the nectar of your devotion, of the service to your lotus feet. So he's asking for compassion that he get her lotus feet. So I just remembered that.
Yes, thank you. Very nice. Certainly, the mercy of Srimati Radharani is the essence of our life. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Srimati Radharani ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.